Fall Guy 3964 has to press A or whatever.
We're doing this now?
Yeah.
Each, okay.
Yeah.
To start us off. Okay. And then I assume there will be, how long are we doing this for? Like 5-10 minutes or something?
It's
It really depends on how long the game goes.
Yeah.
So like one game?
Sure.
What if we all lose right away? Are we going to do a second game?
Well, then probably, yeah.
What if it's like a medium length?
Is then we can play maybe
how you
like
are
twice.
With every game? Mario Kart? What if I die in the first
the one medium,
what if we do it for a medium length and then the second game takes too long?
Then it doesn't matter. Then we'll just play the game.
Sometimes you can have fun, and that's okay, Joe.
All right. But let's actually talk. Like, let's not just... We shouldn't just describe our actions in the game.
But what game are we playing?
Sure. Okay. We are playing Fall Guys.
A brand new 2020 game.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of it, it's... Oh, shit. It's technically a battle royale. Technically. But it kind of turns the idea on its head because you're actually playing...
Well, I keep hearing it can compare to Crash Bash as well as Mario Party. Would you agree to any of those comparisons?
Yeah, I would say Mario Party. I would say Pummel Power was also a comparison. And
Pummel Power.
Pinball at times, okay. I would say. Yeah.
This reminds me of Pinball.
So this is created, published by Devolver Digital. But what I found out was the people who made it made Bejeweled.
Oh.
So interesting. And so I said, I remember playing their game on the phones.
Oh, damn it.
And of course, this game is yet to be on phones, but I sure it will be soon. But it's only on PC and PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. But we're playing where?
On the PC.
On the PC. This would make a great Switch game, by the way. I wish this was on Switch.
God damn it, I fell.
I think it would.
Yeah, so...
This is infuriating.
There's been a lot of talk. Someone just grabbed... There's been a lot of talk about how this may have a chance to take down Fortnite. So, the question is, what do you guys think?
I don't think so. It's... Oh, I qualified.
Well, the interesting thing is, these characters are very simplistic. Which, if you know anything about Minions, they took over the world when they were first released in 2010. And these have a similar aspect to that, right? Two dots for eyes, simple stuff. I would buy a figure of these.
Yeah, but also...
Would you?
I would buy a figure. And also, unlike Minions, it doesn't infuriate me that they exist. Like, they haven't been taken over by boomer moms yet for their memes on Facebook.
I do look forward to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I do like
the
slight amount of customizability that it gives you so far in this game. The gameplay itself is fairly simple, a lot less complex than Fortnite. But I feel like people who go from Fortnite to this game are going to be like, it's missing something.
You say that, but I do know some friends who suck at this game. They're just completely terrible.
By the way, if you're in the chat right now at discord.t1podcast.com, I am streaming my game. So I think you guys can watch me while we're doing this.
You know that song... Watch me. We could do that right now if you were here.
I that's such a generic name. I don't know what that song is, but that's fine. So I think one of the observations I had about this, fuck, I'm going to die. Never mind.
That is a weird observation.
No, is that it's
how
it
my
doesn't
grandpa
have
went.
Anything.
He said, oh, fuck, I'm going to die.
He fell off
died.
Rotating.
Oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Wait, never mind.
He was part of the Fall Guy Wars of 1902.
Yeah. So, the thing about the game that I think is lacking for some people is that it's not a first-person shooter. And I think if you're really into the first-person shooter style of Battle Royale, this game's not going to replace it at all.
I qualified.
Like, you're right.
Me too. Wait, are you guys both still alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you...
So, what is... Yes? Go ahead.
I was going to say, for those of you who are viewing this live, I'm the toucan man. See if you can spot me.
Okay.
I'm the
chicken guy.
I'm the bubble gum.
Yeah. So...
Sprinkles. Bubble gum. Sprinkle gum. I'm a sprinkle gum.
This could be a game...
Imagine
you keep dying at Fortnite, right? But you want to play another
like
Battle Royale game.
This is the matching game.
Oh, this game is so stupid, the fruit game. Cause
I like it.
It's not fun. It's not chaotic. It's just literally just rote memorization. So, like, what's the point?
A trick for anyone listening to this, for the matching game, doesn't matter, and wait till everyone rushes to one.
Yep.
Yep, that's all you do.
Yeah.
And that's it. So the one we're looking for currently is that
is
one.
Is grape. And so, yeah.
Yep, there it is. Very
so
good.
So you just kind of gather where everyone else... That's the problem with the game, is it's not like... It's not an actual physical challenge of some sort.
I feel like it's a relaxing but, game. Like
berry, watermelon, grape.
I don't want to be relaxed, orange. Though, while I'm playing Fall Guys, though.
Berry,
I like
watermelon, grape.
Considering my Fortnite point.
Cherry, right? Watermelon, grape.
Imagine you were dying a lot in Fortnite.
Cherry, watermelon, grape.
You dislike that, so you say, I just want to play a different kind of Battle Royale.
Great.
Mm-hmm. This one's kind of fun, right? It's relaxing, enjoyable. The physics are wonky.
Grapes,
you know,
orange,
you ever
banana,
get hit by a fan,
cherry.
But I think it's nice.
Grapes.
So orange, I really like...
Banana. Strawberry, watermelon.
Grapes, so far, I've actually orange, had quite a lot of fun with this, by the way. And I think I
orange.
Can I have strong suspicions as to why it's been successful, but I'm curious what you guys think has made it such a like kind of a sleeper hit.
I qualified.
I would definitely
me
say
too.
The character design holds on its own. Considering the font of Minions,
yep.
It's simplistic.
Okay.
And not too realistic. I think if it was more realistic, like, can't remember, but there was a game similar to this a few years ago that had a more realistic kind of feel. It didn't take off, though. I wish I knew the name of it so I could say it.
Yeah, I think what's really refreshing about it, though, is that you're not really... Basically, every Battle Royale game is kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is nothing like anything else.
I don't like, wait, I don't really get this. Jump through the hoops.
Yes. You just jump through the hoops.
Through, like,
so you spring with your legs.
You can
so
dive.
So that it's a jump.
If you're on the PC.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it goes away after.
Yeah.
Yeah, do the opposite of falling, Joe. Like, go up instead of, like, going down.
Another thing I do appreciate
me, like, I don't know
of
what
this game
jumping is.
Is even for a PC game. I can assure it's probably different than PlayStation 4, but the load times are nearly seamless. I think a factor that leads people to play this game is how fast it is to play. Because I died
also how fast it, also how fast it is to get back into the game. That's one of the downsides of a Battle Royale is like, if you lose, that's just kind of it for like a while, and then you got to go back to the lobby and you got to, you know, rejoin a game. But in this one, you're kind of back in it in about 30 seconds.
Because there's only 60 people that need to join a game, which I assume as this goes on, because for those listening, we are in the first month of this game coming out. They might have variable ones, you know, like maybe 30 people to a match or even 100. That would be interesting, but easy to get into. I would say for load times, but as well as the aesthetic. It reminds me of if Rocket League had a more cutesy aesthetic, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and there are some Rocket League inspired games. Like, there's a soccer game where you can kind of play in that way, except you're not driving a car.
You're right.
I think I have some negative observations about it as well.
Okay.
I have noticed a couple things, and some of this I think will definitely be attributed to the fact that it's so new, and that you know so many people are playing it, but. And I just lost.
I got eliminated too. Were you on the red team?
Yeah. We were all on the red team.
Same.
Oh, we all lost. God damn it. We all tied. Mm. All right. So one of the issues that I've seen is that unfortunately there's a fair amount of cheaters. Have you guys run into this?
I have.
Yeah, I cheat.
During the
I'm just kidding.
I'm gonna see if I can describe this game. There's a game where stuff comes at you. You're on a platform that doesn't move, but stuff is coming at you, and you have to go left or right. You can't jump over it, except for the ones you can jump over. And I saw someone get on the outer ledge. I don't know how they glitched it, but I saw a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you mean the
cheaters? Yeah, also, a lot of people are using speed hacks.
So are we still going to speculate, or are we going to...
I pressed...
We're
going to
speculate?
Yeah, are we going to speculate for the rest of the game, or are we... Are
oh,
we,
I just left.
You guys want to start a new one?
Yes, we'll start a new one.
How do I leave? Oh, there we go.
Escape in space.
Okay.
A second thing.
I do feel like the
throat
I do feel like
clearing
the
challenge
progression system
Lars
is
work.
Oh no, yeah. I accidentally put on a new skin that I just earned, but I didn't want to actually.
Oh no, you can never take it back.
I'm just going to take it back right now.
Okay.
It's an outfit, right. Actually. It's not your skin. I wonder what they look like underneath the outfit. Is there skin? Just that purple color at the beginning?
They'll probably have some sort of skin where it's just boxers, like they did for Super Mario Odyssey.
I feel like the thing about this game, though, is that the lore isn't really important. By the way, I'm going to turn my game off for now, because...
Getting distracted, I suppose.
Or do you guys want to play another one?
Let's do, like, one more.
One more round.
Okay, let's play one more. Okay. All right, I'm in.
I have seen a thing.
So, yeah.
Wait, is it...
It's looking for players.
Hold on, I'm not in the main game. Oh, there we are. Okay.
Ready. The thing I've noticed...
So, yeah.
Sometimes, at the very end, you will see people who are near the exit, but they would grab onto people and throw them. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Like, they would bully people to the end.
I've also seen a lot of people just kind of hang out at the end because, like, they know they're not going to lose. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen that kind of turn out to, like, fuck them over in the end.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, like somebody runs past them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do lose.
I definitely feel like not all levels are created equally. Like, one of the tricky ones right now is the seesaw level. Have you guys run into that?
Yes. I've had where the seesaws actually glitch and they never go down. And so,
ooh, okay.
I have seen that happen. A friend of mine said it's just the physics of it, and I said no. Just feels like the day one jitters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, I've noticed they don't seem to comprehend how the obvious physics of a seesaw would work.
Well, my theory,
it's pretty frustrating.
My theory is that people bend it on purpose so others can't actually use it, because you'll notice that people will try to tip it.
Damn it.
For like a second.
Oh, I got eliminated. First round.
Ooh. Oh, Daft, you still in?
I'm still in.
Okay.
But...
Right, I'm going to speculate for the rest of this one.
Yeah, there is a decent amount of griefing in the game.
And I've yet to try all the levels. I've actually been getting the same ones quite frequently.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up because I feel like the randomization isn't perfect. Or is that just in my imagination? I see the seesaw level a lot.
The seesaw level is almost always the first one for me.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't.
User.
Because people are idiots.
Currently on the blue team, we are at. But I'm reading a comment from our server. If you were live, you know, listening to this live, you would see. Ronk Shell said the team-based levels are definitely the worst. I would agree.
Well...
Because of the...
So the team levels are... The team levels are interesting to me because they represent both, like, some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows. Because you can, if you're ahead, like, you can get really ahead with your team and you can screw everyone else over. Mm-hmm. But if you're behind, like, that's a huge problem. Because it's one of those situations in the game where I feel like you can do really well personally, but then you still, like, you lose because your team sucks.
Yeah.
And that's one of the most frustrating things in an online game. Like,
just about teamwork. You're a team in that moment.
And to give perspective,
it's not right, about but the individual.
Only
there are some people who have suggested, though, that maybe they should just stick to the individual stuff.
But why? What's the...
Well, then, because then the idea is that the game would be 100% based on your ability to perform.
But why is that better?
Well, a lot of people value that in online games. Like, that's a very popular idea.
Is that we're like an individualistic society?
Well, no, I think competition, the enjoyment of competition is just inherent in humanity. Like, we've been playing sports since we were basically brand new.
Well, there's team-based sports.
Team-based sports, yeah.
Team-based.
I like how we have one egg, by the way.
Yes, people kept stealing ours, but what can you do in this team-based one? Which, for perspective, to anyone who hasn't played this game, there isn't a mic option. We cannot speak to our teammates. We can't say, hey, could you please get some eggs, protect our eggs? And so it's just teams of four, maximum.
By the way, that's the end of the game, so I guess I'm going to turn it off for now.
Yep, okay. We can just go exit the main menu.
Yeah.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, the interesting thing, though, is that, like, part of me just wants to keep playing. It's a very addictive little game because you play in these little bursts, and it's very low stakes. If you lose, you can get right back into it, and I don't know. Joe's computer hacking, it would seem.
I'm just trying to escape. It wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Trying to escape. I mean, I'm trying to hit escape so I can exit the game.
You can't escape the podcast. You have to finish it, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, the exit option is in options, by the way. Like, you can use your mouse to go click it.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't even let me hit escape to get to the options menu.
Okay.
I have seen that glitch a few times, or maybe it's a predetermined thing. You have to wait a bit, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to kind of go a little bit more in depth here. First of all, before we get into it, though, you know what I noticed after? Mm-hmm. You're always kind of weaseling your way onto things with us. You're like a little snake in the grass, slithering onto the podcast and being a natural enemy of the mongoose. You know what I mean? It's kind of sneaking in here like a sneaky boy.
It is good to have consistent guests, and boy, howdy, do I like being consistent.
All right.
When it comes good to answer. Consistency, I have eggs every day for breakfast.
Yep.
What kind? You can't just leave it open-ended.
I have a little chestnut of... Earlier, I sort of hinted at this, but I actually have a little thing about the rugged individualism of this game, if you don't mind me going on like a small side tangent. It's not really a tangent. But it's...
Okay.
If it Fall becomes Guys a tangent, is a game... it's okay.
Okay. That's fine, yeah.
Fall Guys is a game based around teamwork, yet rugged individualism. You're on a team sometimes, but in the end, you're out for your own best interest. Much like rugged individualism we experience in real life, but in real life, we are on the same team, whether or not we realize it. We're all one species, humans, except for me. I'm an alien from Arcturus Nebula, but in Fall Guys, there's only one purpose to the game, which is to win. So a question for both of you is this. Which is better? Should we live a life of rugged individualism until we pass the finish line and kick everyone's ass in terms of doing better in life than them? Or should we band together to actually help each other out, even if there is an expense of our own well-being on an individual level, and to what extent?
You want to take this, Steph?
Very existential crisis-y from a game where you play as little bean people.
Right. Well, I mean, I think there's like an existential element to it, right? Because you're helping each other on
before
the team,
we get
but
to
you're
that,
also
the company who made it, Mediatonic. Right. Good. We established that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. The Bejeweled
Published
people.
Published by Devolver.
Definitely so. And they've made a bunch of games. And I say that as a real thing. A bunch of games. I'm scrolling. You know, take a look to see what else they made.
Bunches and oodles.
You're right. And they made a very famous 2014 game called Hateful Boyfriend, where you try to date a pigeon. Same company.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's funny.
By the way, have you guys ever played Human Fall Flat?
Heard of it.
Let me check. I have to search it up.
Like, you're not sure?
I haven't. What I was thinking of, I was thinking of Gang Beasts. I played that game. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
In the chat, they're saying Human Fall Flat is so much fun.
Yeah, it's a good game, too. It's a little bit more... you know the grab mechanic from this game? It's like, mm-hmm. What if the grab mechanic was everything? Like, just... And you're trying to, like, hurt your friends by, like, making them fall off, and then but for you to succeed.
Those Look games game. Are fun. Sorry, go ahead, Daph.
No, that was the whole fun.
It reminds me of, like, when you're in... Like, when I was in Boy Scouts, we had these... We would play, like, Capture the Flag or whatever. And part of it is trying to get the flag, but the other part of it is like sabotaging the other team. Like you're hiding, maybe you're like you set up some kind of a trap.
Mm-hmm.
There's a game in. Oh, sorry.
Quite right. You go first. Oh.
Well, this is sort of like another little chestnut. There's a game in Fall Guys where you have to keep running, and if you stay in the same place for more than a split second, you fall and you die. You lose.
Oh.
Right?
Oh. Yeah. That's the mm-hmm. hexagon one.
And
okay, so
that one was pretty fun.
I actually have kind of a... I give it a criticism, though, because, unfortunately, some of the games like that, like the hexagon one, have mm-hmm. kind of, like, ideal slash perfect strats for them already. So it's like, once you know them, it's like when you learn how to win at tic-tac-toe every time. It's like it kind of loses a little bit of the luster.
My strategy is to cut off the path of the other people. Like, I cut in between them so they don't have anywhere to go.
No, what you want to do actually is you want to go to the middle and you want to fall down all the way to the last one and then just go around the edges. And then you just, everyone else is just going to fall through the holes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I see. Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's good.
I would agree. Yeah, but that's... When you learn some aspects, it does get boring, but you remember this has big differences between this and tic-tac-toe. Because there's some people... Yes, tic-tac-toe, unfortunately. Rest in peace, the podcast. But in terms of this... There are the wild elements, such as the people, because you don't know if they're playing for fun. You don't know if they're playing to sabotage other people. So it's like playing tic-tac-toe if you allowed a third guy to stab your hand every once in a while at any moment.
Yeah. Well, that's a good comparison.
In real life, there's this misconception that you always have to be, much like this game in the hexagon game. That you have to always be moving forward and you can't stay in the same place. You've stagnated. You've fallen behind or you've lost an opportunity. And this idea was clearly prevalent in the developers' minds as they designed this level. To me, it's clear. Fall Guys, whether they did this consciously or subconsciously, they've depicted that which in our culture is the cause of great pain and suffering, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't slow down to enjoy what's in front of them. They don't stop in Purdue for the day, for the moment. So especially,
It's a word a day
like
calendar.
The university?
Thing.
Purdue.
Purdue?
Yeah.
How do you spell
Jean-Paul Sartre used this term a lot. It just means to be.
How do you spell that?
Just Purdue.
Joe, that's a university.
It's also a word in philosophy. I'm surprised you don't know that since we both studied philosophy at the same university. Purdue, to Purdue is...
I don't think that's true.
Look it up. But,
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I tried to.
In places like Oregon, they're known to slow down a little bit more. But it's like that Simon and Garfunkel song. If you don't mind, I'd like to do a little poetic reading.
Sure. Yeah, in a second, Joe. But I'm looking this up and every definition I see of Purdue is the university...
Well, Lars, it wouldn't surprise me that a famous university has more hits than like an obscure term that a philosopher used in the 1800s.
Well, in lawinsider.com, it says Purdue means Purdue University of Lafayette, Indiana. And I didn't know that one word meant all those things, but I guess that's what it means.
I'm looking up Purdue philosophy and it brings up Purdue's philosophy department. I don't see anything about this being the definition of just existing. I think you're thinking of exist. Also, I think we've had this conversation on the podcast before.
I know what Purdue means because I've studied Jean-Paul Sartre, and it was a famous word that he used a lot. So I'm very confident about this. I'm very firm on this.
This didn't come from Sartre. It came from the term Purdue, which is Old French meaning for God. That's not what that means at all, Joe.
I know what it means because I've studied it a lot.
Can you show me some sort of proof of this? I don't see anything about Purdue being about existence.
I'm not going to scour the web. It's obscured by the university. You're right. There's a lot more on the university.
So then what can be presented without evidence can be rejected without it too.
It
doesn't matter because... It's just one word of what I'm saying.
All right, well, I'm going to make up a new word called flibberskip, and it's going to mean meat pancakes. And I don't have to have any proof because I've studied it. Yes?
There is a word, Purdue, French, right?
Yes.
Couple definitions. Okay. Literally, lost sentinel. Is that what you're referring to, Joe?
Yeah, Purdue is lost.
The term lost Purdue university? In philosophy means the act of being.
No, it doesn't.
The act of being lost.
Yeah, I don't see this at all. Yes, I have studied Jean-Paul Sartre. I had a whole class on him, and it really doesn't matter. Actually, we're kind of like arguing over something very.
It literally doesn't matter whatsoever.
Exactly.
So, let's
move on.
According to Simon and Garfunkel, so, you know, you've got to slow down. You move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. We all move too fast. But we've got to remember to take the morning while it lasts, right? We're feeling groovy. Mm-hmm. The song goes on to say, "Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me?" So we can all ask the lamppost what you knowin' and watch the flowers growing and ask the lamppost, "Ain't you got no rhymes for me?"
Interesting enough, I haven't listened to too much Simon and Garfunkel. I've been just fond of Simon, actually. Oh. So I'm not going to take your word. I'm just going to take half of them, if that's fine by you.
Okay. So did anyone notice, by the way, that there's a chicken bottom? Like, there's a bottom equipment in the game where it gives you a tail. And I feel like that will give you a very slight advantage in the tail tech games.
Oh, because people will think that you have it and you can trick them?
Yeah, it'll trick people like on a whim, just like real quick.
Oh, I would definitely waste their time. Say that. Which it took me a bit to figure out that tail game. The one where you have to get the tail from other people, I would say.
Yeah, I hear they're still working on that, by the way, because it's like they made it so it's like too easy to get a tail at this point.
Mm-hmm. But sure. Hey, this is only season one of Fall Guys. As they've specifically stated when you started the menu, it says season one, so hopefully a season two will come up soon.
I'm pretty optimistic about the fact that they say that this is season one. That inspires some faith in me that they're going to continue to update this and to improve some of the things, you know?
There are two aspects to that, such as Pokemon, the first movie. Obviously, we knew that there would be a second movie, but Doug's first movie, did he have a second one? You see?
I don't remember, man. I think I tapped out of Doug when I was 12.
Yep.
I'm assuming no?
There's no second movie, so it's a double-edged sword to the first
season.
Wait,
there's no second Doug movie yet. Let's not.
You know what? You're right.
There could be.
21 years later, there could be another one. What is
there could.
Doug
there's
up to?
There's things like that all the time. There's like sequels that come out of fucking nowhere. Like, Star Wars after 20 years. Oh, now we're going to do episode one, which is just weird. It's weird that they had that order, but that's neither here nor there.
Did you see the re-release in 3D?
The new release of what?
Star Wars episode one in 2011 had a 3D re-release.
Oh, okay. I didn't really like the movie, so I wasn't interested in it.
Well, maybe the 3D part would turn you around.
Really? I've always found like the 3D technology is, what do you guys think about it? I think it's, I don't know. What's your guys' take on it?
It would make neutral. Jar Jar more realistic because he's right next to you having fun.
Okay, so that just makes it worse.
I can do a little philosophy humor.
Okay. You have the mic, you have the stage. Very good.
I can yeah, guys. I can sum up the first 10 minutes of any philosophy class in college. The teacher asks some basic question like, what do you like about school? And the answers are going to be like friends, learning,
recess.
And the teacher's like, no, keep trying, until some nerd's like, truth. I like truth. And the teacher goes, aha, truth. What is truth, right?
Sure.
He goes into the basic definition of what is truth. And you can alter this a little bit for any particular philosophy class. If it's ancient Greek philosophy, the teacher asks, What did the Greeks want more than anything? Entertainment? No. To be the philosopher king? No. They wanted Greek knowledge. Aha, knowledge, right? If it's symbolic logic, that, you know, what's a picture of a bicycle? It's a representation, right? Aha. So to wrap up, sort of, you know, the teacher does this because they want to get the class excited. You know, 10% of the class is excited. 90% of the class is like, what did I sign up for? What the fuck is this? Is a fucking nightmare, you know? I was in the 10%, right?
Okay.
So last night, I'm at the dinner table. And my brother's like, can you pass the taco meat? And I'm like, why do you want the taco meat?
Okay.
And he's like, because I'm hungry. Aha, because you're hungry. Right, but why do we eat? You know, and so he grabs the taco meat out of my hands, and it flies across the whole table, and it lands everywhere. Huge mess. I had to clean up the whole thing. The moral of the story: we should have had hamburgers.
It would have been a lot harder to throw.
Yeah, it would have been a lot easier to clean up.
Yeah,
There's an episode of The Simpsons.
I kept going just to get the whole joke out there. I didn't want to ruin the flow.
Go ahead. It's
quite all right.
No, that was it. That's why I interrupted you when you, yeah.
Because I didn't want to tell the joke in segments. Lecture. There's a 2002 episode of The Simpsons where Lisa attends college, in which there's a lecture given by a professor talking about the philosophy of Itchy and Scratchy and the deeper meaning within the cartoons.
Mm. Yeah.
Your whole speech reminded me of that. To a T.
Wait, so why do you torture your brother?
I feel like that's a loaded question.
But why do you want to know?
How?
About him torturing his brother.
Because if I give you an answer, then I'm admitting that I torture my brother, right? Which is not something that I am going to do.
Joe, I'm talking about the brother-to-brother, sibling-to-sibling, like little annoyance torture, not physical torture as in the military style, obviously.
I don't torture my brother. We're very close.
The brother should have realized Joe was in the philosophy mood when he had his sweater on. He should not have engaged.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
your sweater's nice.
What, Joe, what compels you in situations like that, by the way, to, like, if someone says, can you pass me the meat? Why is your answer, why do you want the meat? Like, what? It's such a simple transaction.
Well, it didn't actually happen, Lars.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It didn't actually happen. I wrote it for the sake of the joke.
However,
I'll just go fuck myself.
If he listens to the podcast, he will try that on you. You're going to ask, can you pass the salt? And he's going to say, why do you need the salt? He's going to do this a year from now, so you don't remember this conversation.
Because I want to improve the flavor of my hamburger. Aha, to improve, right? But what does it mean to improve? To make better. Aha.
This is why everyone hates moral philosophy professors.
One thing I did like about Fall Guys is that for the great majority of the game, up until the very end, where they declare a victor, I guess, it's many people are moving forward each round, right?
Right.
You don't have to be the very best at any particular game. You just have to do your best and don't suck too terribly, and you'll keep getting moved forward. So, in real life, I take this to be a representation of the way things are, but people don't always see it that way. So they want to be the very best at something. They kick people off platforms to get there. They lie.
That's
and they
Ash
cheat and they steal CEOs.
Cheating and stealing, mm-hmm. Ash did.
Because of this ingrained mentality almost from birth that you have to be the best, you know, you can't just enjoy the ride and learn some and grow and make some friends, make art, make a little love. And in Fall Guys, one of the main things is that if you fall, you can start over. It's not too late to start over.
Well, sometimes it is, it depends,
but you can start a new game. It's not,
oh, that's true,
it's nothing lost. Sure, it's a setback, but with it comes increased knowledge and wisdom. You are your own spirit guide, right? In a way.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to fall but get up and keep going, even though you've had a setback?
Like, are you asking? Or
an
is
almost
this,
perfect joke right there. What does it mean to fall, guys?
Guys.
Is the ultimate knockout your failure in the game, or is the ultimate knockout you quitting the game?
Oh, I thought you were going to say your failure in life.
Right.
I don't like that aspect. Anyone who hasn't played the game, when you quit, it says you're a failure in life, which I don't appreciate.
I just drank some water. It's good.
It's not water. I'm in the same room as him.
What does it mean, though, to drink, to put substance into your, you know, into your body? What does that mean? Substance, right?
This is why you were fired at Applebee's. Why do you want water, civilian?
We just want our food. Just give us our order. But what do you want to eat, right? We just want to live. Aha.
Tell me if I was justified. Someone once gave me a gift card to Applebee's. And I was kind of angry at them.
I hope that you insulted them for doing that. Such a hurtful gesture for them to give that to you.
I remember we went there and they were like, hi, we're going to microwave your food for you. And there's not much selection and you're going to hate your experience. Also, you can't use your gift card and you owe us $100. And that's like not that much of an exaggeration. I don't know.
What I've found, Lars, is most often times, at least in my area in Texas, Applebee's are often near theaters. It would not.
Like movie theaters? Usually,
yes. Not theater theaters, the plays, the musicals.
Yeah.
And not so oftentimes, if it's in the same ballpark, it's the same parking lot, get a few beers at Applebee's, walk on over to the theater, have a good time. They can't microwave your beer, unless they do.
Well, yeah, well, I just feel like they probably would.
And have, like, curds in
Applebee's.
It. Curds in the beer.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat beer?
I've never been to Applebee's.
Would That's I eat fine. What?
I've never...
Okay, so, Joe, the thing about Applebee's is it's kind of like... It's kind of like Nickelback, which is that the hatred for Applebee's is both about Applebee's and totally not about Applebee's. Like, when you say that you hate Applebee's, it's like part of you is saying you dislike their food and part of you is acknowledging a larger cultural trend because it feels like Applebee's represents kind of what shouldn't exist. There's a really good video by Innuendo Studios called This is Phil Fish, which kind of goes over this phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend people watch it. It's a really good video.
Quick side note, Lars.
Yes.
How do you spell Applebee's?
Applebees.
Correct. Some part of me thought it was with an A at the end. Like Applebee's. You know, like it's some person named B.
This isn't the fucking Mandela effect, Ryan.
It was to me, because I barely see Applebee's. I just go to Chili's. Someone in the live chat was saying Chili's to Applebee's. I agree with that. I love Chili's.
I don't know Chili's that I've ever been to Chili's either.
Oh. Chili's, I wouldn't say you're missing
Maybe
out
once.
On it. Like, it's not like, I don't think Chili's is essential dining, but I've never had a bad experience there.
I've been to TGI Fridays a couple times. I consider those three to be the same thing. Applebee's, Chili's, and TGI Fridays. Am I in the ballpark?
I'd agree. Yeah. Great American
dining. I have bad memories of TGI Fridays, because, like, I think TGI Fridays turned one of my exes into an alcoholic.
And turned your other ex into a non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that was necessarily TGI Fridays' fault.
Like it turns $1 margaritas either makes you the best person or the worst person.
Yeah. How are you going to say like no to that? That's just...
Yeah.
I don't remember particularly hating TGI Fridays, but I don't remember it... Like, I remember it was kind of expensive and it wasn't, like, that good, but it wasn't, like, terrible.
Yeah.
The issue is...
One of... Yeah.
I'll continue your thought. A worse Oh, no, I like it. A worse place to be...
No, you go. No, you go.
...is an indifferent place than a hateful place, right? Because you don't know if you like it or not. But with a hateful place, you at least know you hate it, so you're not going to go there. But you don't know if TGI Fridays is fine or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's always I wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah, it's nice that Applebee's exists because I can always be like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Islands
it's like, it's doing me a favor.
Islands is good.
Islands?
Is it?
Yeah, Islands is good.
Oh.
Do they have those where are you in Texas?
They do not. I like the aesthetic I'm looking at right now. Palm Beach, fine burgers and drinks. I'm glad they established that. Not many places have drinks, but they advertise it. So
yeah. Yeah. They have unlimited fries.
Hold the theoretical phone,
the phone
that is in your hand. Joe, put it down. Put it down.
Okay. It's
okay, good. You say unlimited fries. Is this regular fries or is it any fry?
I think it's any fries. Like, yeah, you could pay like $1.50 more and get unlimited garlic fries or unlimited sweet potato fries or whatever.
Now that is a fine dining experience.
I feel like they should charge you less for sweet potato fries. Sweet potato fries are like regular fries, except they kind
of
suck.
Oh, like in the chat, Rockshell posted a picture of Germany McDonald's. And yeah, I wanted to confirm also that in Europe, the McDonald's are very, very nice. I think there's a higher expectation for like...
Where I live, actually, this is what McDonald's looks like as well. They've kind of upped their game recently.
Yeah.
I would definitely try.
But no, what I was saying is I feel like sweet potato fries are like the Scottie Pippen of French fries. It's like comparing frozen yogurt to ice cream. It's like ice cream, but it kind of sucks. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the issue, right? Because depending on the place, they either make really good potato fries, sweet potato, or it's really bad.
Yeah.
It all depends on the spice that they use, in my opinion.
Yeah, sometimes they just taste oily.
Oh,
also, sweet potato fries, they don't crisp up right. They're not like potatoes.
Sometimes they do.
I like fries.
I've had good sweet potato fries, but they're harder to nail down for sure.
I think it's a conspiracy. I've yet to experience sweet potato fries that I really thought were like bangers. You know,
I've made
like,
my own fries.
Okay.
What are your thoughts? So around the time that this podcast released, all right, Taco Bell is introducing chicken wings. Have you heard about this?
Taco Bell. I haven't. I heard that they just nerfed their entire menu. I didn't hear that they're actually adding to it.
Wait, chicken wings?
I'm gonna hold the phone.
Hold the phone, Zanina.
Because I've been hearing. Yep. Pick it back up, Joe. Pick up the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I've got it.
So Taco Bell is in a different ballpark of food, right? They've had fries. Mm-hmm. They've had pizza type things, and now they're trying chicken wings. Mm-hmm. I've heard these taste pretty good. Would you try them?
Oh, they. No, I haven't tried them. They look kind of... They look like they have too much breading, though. They look... I don't know. Taco Bell, to me, is like the food that you want to eat when you're drunk, as opposed to like...
Is that
actually
bad?
Good? No, I mean, it's just like good when you're drunk. It's like Denny's to me.
I have yet to go to a Denny's.
It's antimatter.
I like Denny's. Okay. It's not good, but it's consistent.
Well, then that's
good. That's really valuable to me.
It's like fast food if it was kind of served as not fast food.
I like Caro's. They don't have them anymore. Have you guys ever been to Caro's?
What's a Caro's?
I've never heard of
Carrows. I think they're out of business now. Like, but there was one in Vegas, and I went there for breakfast in Vegas, and it was that just the hash browns were crispy and the eggs were fluffy, mm-hmm. and it was a really good experience for me. And next time I went, it was closed. And we had to go to Coco's, and they sucked. So
yeah, Coco's is D-tier.
That was just—I think that just solidified for me that Caro's was just like a really good breakfast.
Wait, even TJ, our agent in the chat is saying that he started Applebee's. It started as TJ Applebee's.
Edibles and elixirs. So you're telling me I could have went to 1980 Applebee's and got some THC,
some edibles,
you got some pot brownies and some potions from Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Travel ye wares with the potions of Applebee's.
If you guys could take one element from an RPG and make it into real life, what would it be?
Healing yourself with like an apple.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. Like your hunger is directly correlated to your overall health.
Well, I more meant that you could like have a miracle cure for severe injuries just by like eating a potato, like in Skyrim.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
But then, we kind of have that, right? With the bubblegum flavored medicine. Like, we have medicine. People didn't like it. Like, let's make it bubblegum. It's like, oh, it's bubblegum. I don't like it. So I feel like even if we have that, right, the flavor would be a bit off and people wouldn't like it. The slight
I'm okay with that compromise because then I would be healing my body from, like, disease and disfigurement and injury. Like,
I'd say for me, I would want the magic, right? I think that'd be so cool because you could heal yourself with the magic. You could do all kinds of things. You could cast a spell and like transport yourself or something.
Well, let's limit it a little bit then. Let's say like if you had to pick one spell from some sort of video game, what would it be?
I would say
probably a healing spell
to conjure water. You know, when you're like over there, you're like hiking and you're like, I ran out of water. Got some water.
How often does that happen?
Yeah. Well, every time you go hiking, I guess,
times
if you're
a
thirsty
year
enough.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Or what if there's a homeless man on the street and he's like, may I have some water? I can't conjure up my spell. And you're like, boop, there's some water, man.
But what if he doesn't have a container and you just conjure it like into his hands?
Yeah, like I just put my finger like E.T. and it shoots in his mouth like a water gun.
Well, I mean,
Mr. Meatman is in the chat. If he's down, should we invite Mr. Meatman to give his spell that he would want?
I want to hear
if
his
he
spell.
Wants.
Would you like to come on?
What do you want?